Hello, this is Lincoln, reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. At the top of the page, cooling centers established throughout Iroquois County. With dangerously hot temperatures and high humidity expected over the next several days, the Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency reminds residents that cooling centers are available throughout Iroquois County to provide air-conditioned relief for those who may be vulnerable to the heat. According to information provided, cooling centers are especially important for older adults, young children, individuals with chronic medical conditions, those without air conditioning, and anyone who works or spends extended periods outdoors. EMA Director Scott Anderson said, "Anyone planning to use one of the cooling centers listed below is strongly encouraged to call ahead before traveling to confirm the facility is open and able to provide services. A quick phone call can ensure the location is available and ready to assist you. The following locations will be available during their standard business hours: Ashcombe Coliseum; in Chabanz, the Chabanz Community Building; Cisna Park, the Village Hall; in Gilman, the City Hall; Iroquois West, CUSD number 10. In Milford Community Center within City Hall and Milford Christian Church; in Sheldon, the Sheldon Public Library; in Watsika, Watsika Public Library, Walmart, Trinity Church, Iroquois County Administrative Building, Iroquois County CUSD number 9, Administration Office. Additional locations may become available as information is received by Iroquois County EMA. Residents are also encouraged to take the following precautions during periods of extreme heat. Drink plenty of water throughout the day, even if you do not feel thirsty. Avoid strenuous outdoor activities during the hottest part of the day, generally between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Wear lightweight, light-colored, loose-fitting clothing. Never leave children, older adults, or pets unattended in a parked vehicle, even for a few minutes. Take frequent breaks in air-conditioned buildings if you must work outdoors. Learn the warning signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat stroke is a life-threatening emergency that requires immediate medical attention by calling 911. Anderson added, "Please take a few minutes to check on elderly relatives, neighbors, friends, and anyone who may be especially vulnerable during this period of dangerous heat. A simple phone call or visit can make a significant difference. We also encourage churches, civic organizations, and community groups to check on their members and help ensure everyone has a safe place to stay cool. The Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency will continue to monitor weather conditions and provide updates as necessary. Residents are encouraged to stay informed by following official weather forecasts and local emergency information." She's Golden, Watsika Girl Scout, first on record to earn Gold Award, by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. A Watsika teen has earned the highest award possible in Girl Scouts. Sophia Deem recently earned the Gold Award. She is a member of Girl Scout Troop 2925. Only 5.2% of eligible Girl Scouts earn the Gold Award, according to information from Girl Scouts of Central Illinois. There are 20,000 Girl Scouts in the GSCI Council, and 11 earned the Gold Award in 2026. To complete the Gold Award criteria takes at least 80 hours of work. Girl Scouts are expected to meet a community need and go outside of their comfort zone to complete it. There are five key elements of the Gold Award, Root Cause and Plan to Help, National and Global Link, Measurable Impact, Ensure Sustainability, and Active Leadership. Deem's project was on children learning to grow vegetables. I did my project on growing vegetables so that kids can help out their parents and they will know for the future, she said, noting she made a book, Let's Get Growin', to put the information all in one place. She also made a raised garden bed that is now at the Watsika Park District. My book is geared toward Glen Raymond age, 1st through 5th. I did a survey there asking kids 3rd through 5th graders if they had ever grown a garden. Deem researched, got the book pages printed, put the books together, and also made the raised garden beds. The project took her 109 hours. All the pages highlight one vegetable. There is a picture of the vegetable that kids can color along with facts about the vegetables and how it grows. There are word games and a joke and a recipe also in the book. The book also includes tips on container gardening. It's different than planting in the ground, she said. There is also a chart key that includes how much sun each vegetable needs for growing. The presentation awards banquet, the Green Carpet Gala, was in Springfield this spring. Deem is not only the first Iroquois County Girl Scout to earn the Gold Award, but is the first to earn the trifecta of bronze, silver, and gold awards. Deem started as a Daisy in Girl Scouts. She is now at the ambassador level of Girl Scouts as she starts her senior year of high school. She said she really got interested in horticulture when she was a high school freshman and had Phil Wilkie as a teacher. Her bronze award was collecting bottle caps that were then made into benches. Her silver award was done during the pandemic, and we sewed masks and gave them to Unit 9, Kingdon's, Heritage Woods, and the Park District. I'm very competitive and like being the first for things. The last on record person to work in their gold award was my mother, she said. Mom Angie Potts didn't finish that award but was glad to support her daughter to the end. I started college before I graduated high school and I didn't finish my gold. Originally, she wanted to do a big community garden, but we had been involved with the blessing boxes that were annihilated by everyone for the negative. So instead of just giving people stuff, teaching them is the better way to go. Deem included a quote from Abraham Lincoln, "Teach the children so it's not necessary to teach the adults," to emphasize the project. The container garden has been donated to the Watsika Park District and will soon be dedicated. A lot of people equate it to the Eagle Scout project for boys. The Girl Scout one has to be sustainable, and it has to be a global effect to be able to continued with that sustainability. There are five elements. They have to have their root cause, the national and global link, a measurable impact, which was the surveys at the school, to ensure sustainability and active leadership, said Potts. Deem did her presentation for the project with the Park District kids. She donated copies of the book to the Best Buddies program at the school. Deem has received a lot of congratulations from around the country. Actor Adam Sandler, President Donald Trump, past President Joe Biden, Senators Governor J.B. Pritzker, City of Watsika, and others. Deem is part of the 4-H Emerging Leaders and helps with younger kids. When the state 4-H horticulture leader saw her book, it was decided that her book will be published into Cloverbud curricula for the youngest 4-H'ers. He also will be visiting the Iroquois County Fair. Potts, who is also the leader of the troop, said it is a proud moment for her, not only as a parent, but as a leader. The leader is not allowed to help, neither is the family. It's the girls to get the community connection to do for others. Sherry Johnson at the Watsika Public Park District was her mentor for it. She helped re-evaluate the curricula to make sure it is geared toward kids. She does a lot of gardening on her own, so she was very helpful to put the project together. It definitely wouldn't have been completed without her assistance. Deem plans on going to college for ag education, for agri-science, and agribusiness. She would like to be a high school ag teacher. She also is working toward her state degree for FFA. She will do a 2-year internship with the University of Illinois 4-H Extension Office to help plan Ford and Iroquois County Fairs. Swiss Exchange Student Enjoyed Time in Watsika by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. A foreign exchange student from Switzerland recently reflected on her time in Watsika. Nora Lang attended Watsika Community High School for 1 year. She came in August and left in early June. In Switzerland, students graduate at 15. She said she didn't want to start a job right away and wasn't ready to go to college yet. In looking at the exchange program, she felt that was the next step that was right for her. She said the exchange program allows participants to pick either U.S., Canada, England, and Ireland. Almost everyone wants to go to the U.S. That was pretty obvious for me, she said. She didn't pick Watsika. Participants are asked questions about what they are looking for. I said I wanted to have some siblings in a nice town. Then they picked the place for me. They called me and told me my placement would be in Watsika. I looked into it, and I was really happy about it. Since she had already graduated, she picked classes just to experience high school in America. I had floral design, foods class. I did pick chemistry. I didn't have any math class. U.S. history and English are required for us to take. American Sign Language, that's a really fun class I would never have been able to take in Switzerland. She said school is different from one country to the other. How the school is from the inside is really different. The teachers are different too. They are way nicer. Nothing is as strict. It's more fun going to school here. We have dances and school sports. We don't have anything like that. I was also doing cheer for basketball and football season. That was really fun. I was really busy during basketball season. We had multiple games and then practice every week. I was barely home during that time. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. I was new to cheer. We don't have that in Switzerland either. That was really fun experiencing that. In Switzerland, we have different school system. Like my sister is doing that now. She has to be in school for 4 more years, and then you can go to college. We have 4 extra school years we have to take so we can go to college. Or you can go straight to work after you graduate. That's what I'm going to do when I get back. I don't want to go to college right now. I can still do it later in life, but right now I want to go to work. Lang stayed with the Tad and Yamai Rolfs family in Watsika. She enjoyed Illinois. It's a lot different. Switzerland has a lot of hills and mountains, and here everything is flat. I like it. It's nice to see a different place. I've been in America before, but I had not been here. People are nicer, too, she said. They are more open. They talk to you more often. It's happy. The houses are built different. It's like in movies for me. The food is a lot different. She is from Butchville in Switzerland, which is about the size of Watsika or a little bigger. That wasn't a big difference for me, she said. She said the town and in the middle is a church and school and 2 stores. There are no fast food restaurants. People are really nice here and open to talk to you. I feel like it's easy to make friends. The food is a big difference. You have so many new food options we don't have. She said, not only is there not a Walmart in Switzerland, many of the items sold are not available there. She has 2 sisters and 1 brother. She enjoyed meeting the Rolfs. She had been talking to Yamai before she got here. She enjoyed getting to know them and their daughter Zoe. They are a nice family, she said. I felt welcomed really fast. They took her to Chicago, San Diego, New York, and local activities like ice skating and roller skating. She was in book club in Watsika Community High School. She said she made some good friends while in school. Lang said she liked everything about being in school here. I just loved going to school, she said. If someone was wanting to try being an exchange student, she said she would encourage people to do it. It's a great opportunity and it helps you grow a lot as a person, she said. You try out a lot of new things and stuff you are scared of doing. You just do them because you know you have to. It's not that bad. I was scared of a lot of things before I came here, and everything turned out perfectly fine. You get to make memories and meet new people. I'll try to come back next summer and see my friends. Back in Switzerland, Lang will go to work through an apprenticeship. You go to school 2 days and you work 3 days. You also get paid. That takes you 3 years and then you get a certificate. After that, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. That will start in August. She will work with kids in childcare. I would recommend it to everyone. It's a fun experience. Ag Traders Shift Focus to Weather, Upcoming Reports by Rhiannon Branch for Farm Week. Crop markets are focused on weather following a lackluster world agricultural supply and demand report from USDA. The June 11th report estimated a 3 million bushel increase in old crop corn carryout, but otherwise left old and new crop estimates the same for corn and soybeans. That was expected because in June it's too early to adjust yields and they're still using the March acreage numbers. Chip Nellinger, president of Blue Reef Agri Marketing in Morton, Illinois, told Farm Week. Expectations for a historically small U.S. wheat crop remain as harvest begins. USDA lowered the new crop production estimate to 1.54 billion bushels, down from the May estimate of 1.56 million. Billion? The current yield estimate of 46.8 bushels per acre would be an 11-year low. The U.S. wheat crop could end up arguably the worst in history, Nellinger said, but world wheat carryout at 275 million metric tons is still pretty ample. So, unfortunately, there's enough wheat in the world that the poor crop is cushioned a little bit. Negative market reactions for corn and soybeans were likely driven by higher-than-expected upward revisions to South American production and the weather forecast. When it's June and there's rain on the radar, it's hard for the grain markets to do anything but go lower in that environment, Nellinger said. Weather and crop conditions will be front and center for markets moving forward, as current carryout estimates assume trend line yields in the U.S. of 183 bushels per acre for corn and 53 bushels per acre for soybeans. Demand is still really strong in both corn and beans, especially if we get some Chinese business, so there is no margin for error on yields shrinking really even below trend line. The bar is very high this year, Nellinger said. There's still plenty of upside potential here if the weather goes backward and starts trending hotter and drier than what we've seen so far in June. USDA rated 67% of corn and 64% of soybeans in good to excellent condition statewide in June on June 8th. Markets are also anticipating USDA's June acreage report and quarterly grain stocks report, set to be released June 30th. By then, we'll have a little better feel for what the first half of July weather is shaping up to be like, and that June 30 report really is going to be a potential market mover from both the acreage and stock standpoint, Nellinger said. The influence of the war in Iran on energy prices, especially oil, continues to translate to crop markets as well. That bodes well for both ethanol and renewable diesel demand, so I don't think we've heard the end of that story yet from a grain perspective, Nellinger said. This story was distributed through a cooperative project between Illinois Farm Bureau and the Illinois Press Association. For more food and farming news, visit farmweeknow.com. Summer Reading Challenge ends July 10th in Watseka by Watseka Public Library staff. Our Summer Reading Challenge ends at midnight on Friday, July 10th. Please enter your prize tickets into the Beanstack app before the challenge ends. If you have completed the challenge, stop by the front desk to enter your grand prize ticket. Participants will receive only one grand prize ticket for completion. After you have completed the challenge, you can keep on reading to get on to the leaderboard. Our top readers will get a shout-out at the closing party and earn the chance to pie a Watseka Public Library staff member or community member in the face. Join us out at Lakeview Park for our summer reading closing party on Saturday, July 11th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Celebrate the end of summer reading with games, chalk drawing, bubbles, face painting, a DJ, and more. Stop in and check out the teen bulletin board in the YA room, young adult room. We have a monthly teen craft and information about our upcoming events like Teen Advisory Board and Dungeons and Dragons. The July craft is corn dog pinatas. You can make it at the library or take it home. Our summer reading story walk book is The Bad Seed by Jory John and Pete Oswald. Head on out to Lakeview Park to check out this story. All drop-in and take-home crafts are available while supplies last. Saturday, July 4th, closed for 4th of July holiday week. Of July 6th, kids drop-in craft butterflies. Monday, July 6th, teen book club, 2 p.m. Tuesday, July 7th, preschool storytime stars, 10 a.m. Tuesday, July 7th, lawyers in the library, 1:30 to 4 p.m. Wednesday, July 7th. Preschool Storytime Stars, 10 a.m. Thursday, July 9th. Adult Craft, 10 a.m. Thursday, July 9th. Caregiver Support Group, 1:30 to 2:45 p.m. Friday, July 10th. Last Day of Reading Challenge, Friday, July 10th. D&D Club, 4:30 to 5:45 p.m., Saturday, July 11th. Summer Reading Closing Party at Lakeview Park, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., week of July 13th. Kids Drop In Craft, Pom Pom Spider, Tuesday, July 11th. Preschool Storytime, Words, 10 a.m., Wednesday, July 15th, preschool story time, words, 10 a.m. And back to the front page for today's smile. 2026, Lil Mr. and Miss Firecracker announced in Watsika. A total of 7 children entered the 2026 Lil Mr. and Miss Firecracker contest. This year's contest consisted of a coloring contest for area children ages 3 through 7. Little Miss Firecracker is Stella Airy of Watsika. Stella is 6 years old and is the daughter of Carla and Andrew Airy. Little Mr. Firecracker is Hudson Ward of Gilman. Hudson is 5 years old and is the son of Ashley Fink and Jeff Ward. The winners will ride in the 2026 City of Watsika America's 250th Anniversary Independence Day Parade on July 4th, beginning at 10 a.m. All the coloring sheets will be on display at the Chamber office until the 4th of July, located at 121 South 2nd Street in Watsika. This is Lincoln, and I've had the pleasure of reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. Please have a fabulous day.